Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Wanda Walgood, Wandering Witch, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Ida and Mose and their family in San Francisco, Grace, Cece, Tommy, and Maisie and their family in Downers Grove, Illinois, Wyatt and Carter and their family in Bermuda, Nina, Maisie, and Max and their family in Nova Scotia, and Oscar, Tristan, and Duncan and their family in Berlin, Germany. Thank you so much, Duncan, Tristan, Oscar, Max, Maisie, Nina, Carter, Wyatt, Maisie, Tommy, Cece, Grace, Mose, and Ida. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite character or scene, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Wanda Walgood, Wandering Witch. Once upon a time, in a weird wood, there was a witch who went by Wanda Walgood. She wasn't the old kind of witch that you picture. You know the ones, all warts and wrinkles and moles and a head full of stray cats for hair. No, Wanda was a young witch, with just the standard amount of warts and wrinkles and moles, though her hair was rather mousy, and a stray cat probably did get more brushing. Wanda Walgood was a wild witch, which meant that she was never much for her reading and writing. She shunned her spellbooks and shirked her studies. She lagged each lesson and lamented learning like she'd lost a love. She was a wonderful witch in many ways, always eager to search for a birch boar or peruse a pond until she was muddier than a worm on vacation. But studying? It wasn't her cup of tea. Hex it, she didn't even like tea. Reading was fine, but she'd rather be on vacation with the worms if she was being honest. This upset her aunts terribly. They were raising her, as per habitual witchy tradition. Their names were Hibiscus and Toad, though they were always together, so it didn't much matter which witch was which. Hibiscus and Toad? Now they were the kind of witches you picture. One was long and lean, with more warts than a friendly frog farmer. She had hair that looked like a broom and rode on a broom that looked like hair, always billowing in the breeze. The other was burly as a brown bear, though basically bald. She sported a star-spangled shawl and spectacular spectacles, eclectically selected from ethical selectables. Behind them, she blinked blindly with baddish brows. They were wonderful witches, and Wanda Walgood loved them very much, even though, ever since she had turned 10, they were all over her like nude eyes in potion.
"Wanda, when will you start studying?" Hibiscus said one morning.
Well, to be honest, she said it every morning, but this morning was special, even if Wanda didn't know it yet.
"You can't just muck about in the mud like a maniac."
Wanda looked to Toad for support, but her aunt just smirked, eyebrows arching like bent bows.
"I'm afraid I agree with my sister," said Toad, sipping a mottled mug of putrid purple potion. "You're a wonderful witch, but you could be a master caster with a little learning."
Wanda looked from one aunt to the other. She knew this day would come, but had hoped to elude its protrusion for a while yet. Do I really have to read? She said. Can't I just look at the pictures? That's the fun part, anyway.
No! This is all our fault, really, continued Hibiscus. We've let you linger over long.
No more, though, said Toad. We found the perfect quest for you. Something that will get even your brain burning about books.
And Slug slurps salty snacks, Wanda muttered.
No, it's true, said Hibiscus. We've been reading some maps and comparing them to the lost text of Bobadin the Bright.
More like Bobadin the Boring.
We think we've located his lost library, said Toad, holding up a hand to stop Wanda as she faked a snore. It recently apparently appeared in the center of a swamp. It'll take a wandering witch to find it.
Who even is Bobadin the Bright anyway, and why is his library so important?
Oh, we'll tell you.
Once upon a time long in the past, not last age, but the age before the last, there was a wizard named Bobadin. He loved to read books, so he collected them. His library always had a light, so they called him Bobadin the Bright. Bobadin, oh Bobadin the Bright. He had a tower all to himself, hidden away with magic spells that protected him from sight. He gathered books from every elf, alphabetized them on his shelf. Many were rare and hard to come by. He was always up reading late into the night. That was Bobadin the Bright. Bobadin, oh Bobadin the Bright. Bobadin, oh Bobadin the Bright. Library, and he loved his privacy, but he knew his collection should have reach. Students came from far and wide, and Bob welcomed them inside. Bobadin began to teach. Knowledge and learning is everybody's right, so said Bobadin the Bright. Bobadin, oh Bobadin the Bright.
One day old Bob, he died. His magic tower vanished, along with everything inside. The books, all rare and wondrous, were lost, and everyone was mystified. To this day, the pride of Bobadin the Bright remains hidden in spite of the many efforts of those who try to find the library of Bobadin the Bright. Bobadin, oh Bobadin the Bright. Bobadin, oh
If we find his library, we can know all the things Bobadin knew. And he knew a lot.
And knowledge is powerful. So it's important that we get to it before someone with more nefarious intentions.
Wanda was wide awake now. She whirled out her wooden wand and shot sparks into the sky.
And I can really go?
You can really go, said Hibiscus. But, she held up a finger, but only if you bring the books back here and read your favorite 5.
Wait, 5 whole books? Wanda wailed.
That's the deal. You can go on the quest, but you have to do the rest.
Wanda thought it over.
5 books was more than she'd read all year.
But a quest? An abandoned wizard's library in the middle of a swamp? She couldn't miss that. Not even if she had to read 100 books. When she thought of it like that, her favorite 5 felt a bit like a bargain.
Okay, we have a deal.
Excellent, cheered Toad. I'll get you the map.
And I'll pack you a lunch, said Hibiscus. Now, where did I leave the peanut bitter butter and the smelly jelly?
Don't forget the flaky fluff,
Wanda called after her, running to her room to don her belongings. By early afternoon, Wanda Walgood was ready to be a wandering witch. She had on her ratty robes and a haunted hat that she had always in all ways loved. It looked a little lumpy, but then again so did her aunts, and she loved them too.
All ready? Asked Hibiscus.
Ready, said Wanda, standing aside her broom.
You have your wand? Toad asked.
I've got it, Auntie, Wanda said, already itching to get witching.
And you have the handy haversack? Hibiscus asked.
I've got it, Auntie, Wanda said, already dying to get flying.
And you'll get all the books and come right back.
I've got it, Auntie, she said. I'll be back soon with the library.
Lots of luck,
her aunts called together as she soared into the sky on her bounding broom.
Think she'll run into any trouble?
Asked Hibiscus. She'll be safe, sister, Toad replied. She's a wonderful wild witch.
Just like her aunties, said Hibiscus.
Just like her aunties, agreed Toad. Wanda Walgood arced through the air, tearing over trees and looping over ledges, pausing only to peruse the magical map her aunties had given her. It showed the castle as a glowing X, showed herself as a waving W, and the way in between glistened, a gossamer guideline. Flying wildly, it was only a few hours later that Wanda Walgood spotted the stinking swamp and the tall, teetering tower hidden in the middle. It was all plain stone, but Wanda saw the telltale signs of glowing glyphs, and through a window, she saw it was brimming with books.
There it is, she said to herself. The Library of Bobadin the Bright. Now to bring back the books.
She swooped in close on her broom and suddenly slammed into something. She lurched forward with an oof and then rocked backwards, nearly falling off her broom.
What in the weird? She said, looking about.
Finally, she saw it. A shimmering bubble in the air around the tower, barely visible. She recognized it as a magical shield spell, but who had cast it? Wanda looked up and down and around, but there was no one to be seen. Shrugging, she pulled out her wand and pointed it at the bubble.
Wrapped around and over top. Bubble, I command you, pop!
A bright pink spray of magic needles hit the bubble, but they bounced off and turned to smoke in the air. As they drifted away in the breeze, Wanda heard a deep, wicked laugh. The tower's door opened, and a wizard in robes of iridescent black drifted out. Still laughing, he conjured a golden throne and sat down, letting it lift him into the air. Soon, he was level with Wanda, the bubble beaming between them.
Why are you laughing? Is this your shield? Snapped Wanda. Who are you?
I am Archon the Arcane. I am the Dread Lord of the Deadford, the Red Mage and the Black Sage, the Fist of Thromire born from the fire, the Bloody Caster and the Study Master,
The Lizard Wizard?
Excuse me? Said Archon the Arcane, lips curling.
The weird mad dude with the real bad tude.
You dare!
The guy so boring you'll die snoring.
You rude little witch, Archon snapped. I've had enough of you. You're too late. The library is mine, and as you see, I've protected it with a shield. I've placed wards so that it can't be popped or pierced, so better you just give up now.
Oh, yeah, said Wanda. I should just give up?
Definitely. You are but a child, and I am Archon the Arcane, the Dread Lord of the Dead Ford, the Red Mage and the Black Sage, the Fist of Thromire born...
He kept going, but Wanda didn't wait to hear it. She wasn't about to let some old weirdo stop her with a single shield spell. She dove straight at the ground, pointing her wand at the muddy earth as she neared.
Underneath the bubble big tunnel, I command you, dig!
A wedge of dirt erupted from the wand and dug into the earth at the base of the shield. Wanda started to fly into the tunnel, but was thrown back after a couple feet. She yelped and rolled onto the ground, getting soaked in the stinking, sticking swamp stuff.
Oh, come on, she said, wiping gunk from her eyes. You gotta be kidding me.
Nearby, Archon the Arcane was laughing again.
You think I would cast a shield and leave my ground undefended? He said wickedly. You're too inexperienced for this fight, child. I laid wards so that no one can dig or tunnel. Just head home and leave me to my reading, witch.
No way, Wanda called back, brandishing her wand. It's my quest to get those books, and I'm going to get them. She started to channel more magic, letting it build like a song inside her. She wasn't sure exactly what she was preparing for, but she knew she couldn't let that smug wizard win.
Fine, I see you don't want to leave on your own, he said. In that case, let me just get the guard. Oh, guard, he called, waving his wand. Show our guest the door.
There is no door, frogs for brains, Wanda said. We're already outside.
In that case, turn her to ashes,
Archon cried, and a great fiery fist whooshed from his wand. It was followed by one flaming arm and then another, and then the arms gripped the ground and grabbed on, pulling the rest of a massive burning body out of the wand and into the world. It was a monster like a giant, all made of molten lava. A fire elemental, Wanda whispered, amazement and fear bubbling in the cauldron of her belly. The monster towered over her, dripping magma onto the swampy sod where it spit and sizzled.
Get her!
Archon cried, waving his wand, and the fire beast lumbered forward. Wanda waved her own wand. Her aunts had taught her how to deal with elementals, after all.
Like a mighty northern breeze, monster, I command you, freeze!
And a chilly blue beam blasted at the beast. It hit the burning body and billowed away.
Ha ha ha, you fool! The wizard laughed. Even my guards are warded. They can't be frozen. Their flames can't be put out. Now you'll pay for your interruption.
The fire elemental grew even larger, 10 feet tall, 20, towering over the swamp and dripping molten magma every step.
It roared and charged at Wanda, flames flying from its fists. Wanda was a brave and wild witch, but even she knew when it was time to head home. She leapt onto her broomstick and took off, just as the monster erupted in a gout of flames. She swerved around them and missed the most of it, but the hairs on her warts were singed clean off.
"And don't come back!" the wizard screamed at her. "This library belongs to me, Archon the Arcane, the Dreadlord of the Deadford, the Red Mage and the..."
His sneering voice faded into the distance as Wanda flew home, defeated. She landed that night back in her own yard, beside their witchy little hut, and slumped into the crabgrass. She was too disappointed to even drag herself inside.
"Wanda, is that you?" Hibiscus called.
"Back from your quest already?"
Toad asked, and Wanda could hear them coming out the front door.
"No, leave me alone," Wanda moaned, rolling face down in the weeds. "I failed." "You failed?" asked Hibiscus. "You couldn't find the library?"
"Oh, I found it," said Wanda. "But it was guarded by this mean old wizard. He had shields that couldn't be popped and ground that couldn't be dug, and when I argued, he sent out a fire elemental that couldn't be frozen."
"A wizard?" said Hibiscus. "Well, we know most of those. Did you hear a name?"
"Did I hear a name? Did I hear a name?" Wanda said. "Ugh, I heard it a dozen times."
She scrunched up her face and did her best impression.
"I am Archon the Arcane. I am the Dreadlord of the Deadford, the Red Mage and the Black Sage.
The Fist of Throwmire, born from the fire,"
her aunts finished with her.
"Oh, we know Archon the Arcane," said Toad. "He's been an old blowhard for 100 years.
"What was he before that?" Wanda asked.
"A young blowhard," said Hibiscus,
and they snorted laughter.
"He's a nasty bit of work," said Toad. "But this is why you should have paid more attention to your reading."
Wanda sat up, rolling her eyes.
"How is reading going to help against an old wizard?"
Her aunts helped her up and guided her inside. They pushed her into a chair and began to clean the filth from her face and the crud from her clothes and the muck from her moles.
"Words have power," said Hibiscus, "especially if one wants to be a wonderful witch or wizard."
"I know the words," said Wanda. "I tried to pop the bubble, but he thought of that, and piercing, too."
"Ah, but did you try anything else? Any other synonyms?"
"Synonyms? What even are those?"
Spells are made of sentences, sentences of words. Just like trees are full of nests, and nests are full of birds. If you wanna be the magic master, a witch or wizard, witty caster, you gotta learn your synonyms, words that mean the same as other words. Oh, synonyms, 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 words that mean the same as other words. Oh, synonyms, 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 words that mean the same as other words. And if you find yourself stuck in a bind, there's a special book you'll need to find. They call it a thesaurus. There are synonyms, synonyms inside. Oh, synonyms, 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 words that mean the same as other words. Oh, synonyms, 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 words that mean the same as other words. If you want to say your feet's smell funky, you could say they're smelly, foul, skunky. You wanna say they're gross. Try disgusting, vile, atrocious. If you're badly beaten by a bubble, popping pains leave you pummeled. You might try to burst or bust or break it, shatter, smash, destroy, or stake it. Cause those are all synonyms. Oh, synonyms, 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 synonyms. Words that mean the same as other words. Oh, synonyms, 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 synonyms. Words that mean the same. Words that mean the same. Words that mean the same as other words.
Do you think that will help?
Yep! Thanks, aunties!
Inspired, Wanda started studying for the first time in, well, basically ever. Her aunts had always talked about the value of words, but until Archon the Arcane, Wanda hadn't really ever felt like they mattered. She wouldn't let herself be pushed around by some bully wizard, though, not when she had her aunts in her corner and a head full of synonyms and rhymes. She studied all through the night, finally falling asleep, buried in books. Her aunts found her and magicked her, bobbing, to bed. The next morning, Wanda got up early and ran for her broom. Her aunts watched her go, smiling. They knew where she was headed, and they were happy to let wild Wanda Walgood be the wandering witch she was born to be.
"You think she'll get through this time?"
Hibiscus asked. "I think she'll try her best," said Toad, smiling.
"What more could we ask for?"
"Maybe she could do some chores."
"One thing at a time, sister," said Hibiscus. "One thing at a time."
Wanda whipped over the world, and before the wind could wink, she whizzed towards the teetering tower. This time, she knew about the bubble and stopped just short of it, whirling her wooden wand.
"Archon the Arcane," she called out. "I'm banking those books before you can steal them for some sinister spell."
The dark wizard poured out of the library in a billow of black smoke and then rose into the air, all lean, vain, proud, on a mean rain cloud. He rose up until he and Wanda were eye to eye, shimmering bubble shield between them.
"Ah, you're back from your burn and still just as brusque," he sneered, and then knocked on the bubble. It flashed pink where he touched it. "You know it can't be popped or pierced, so why even bother?"
Wanda smiled, wand at the ready.
"Sure it can't be popped, but what about broken and busted? Maybe it can't be pierced, but what about punctured or perforated? Did you think of all those, wizard?"
Archon the Arcane snarled.
"You wouldn't dare," he said. "I am Archon the Arcane. I am the Dread Lord of the Dead Ford, the Red Mage and the Black Sage, the Fist of Thromire born from the fire, the Bloody Caster and the Study Master."
"You may be arcane, but I see your blunder. Bubble, I command you, sunder."
A lance of white like a bright knight cracked from the witch's wand. It shot like a star through the sky and bore through the bubble. For a moment, nothing happened, and then it crashed like glass, raining glowing glitter that was whipped away by the wind. The shield was down! Wanda cheered and flew forward.
"No, no, no!"
roared Archon the Arcane. He brandished his wizard's wand and pushed Wanda back with a gust of foul-smelling wind.
"You will not fly to the tower."
"Fine by me," she said back. "I'd be just as happy getting there underground."
"Bah! You cannot dig! You cannot tunnel!"
"But I can bore and burrow. I can drill and delve."
Wanda smiled, a spell already shining.
"You think your shields are so great? Earth, I command you, excavate!"
A great spinning blade erupted from her wand and ate into the earth, creating a clean tunnel that led right to the base of the tower, opening in a deluge of dirt. Wanda flew towards it, but Archon roared in fury.
No! Never! The books are mine! Mine! Mine!
With a blast of dark and dubious mad magic, he caved the tunnel in.
You want to break my spells? You want to challenge Archon the Arcane, the Dreadlord of the Dead Ford, the Red Mage and the Black Sage, the Fist of Thromeyer born from a fire, the Bloody Caster?
As he screamed, the fire elemental flared to life at the end of his wand, once more pulling its big burning body behind it.
If you want to face me, you'll burn!
Wanda landed on the ground in front of the beast, kicking her broom to one side and drawing her wand.
I'm not afraid of you this time, wizard, she said, wand happy humming in her hand.
You should be afraid, you little witch, he said, sinking to the swamp.
All the magic seemed to have broken his breath, and he was panting profusely.
This fire can't be frozen nor frosted. It can't be put out or snuffed.
The monster roared and stomped forward, its massive fiery feet leaving molten magma marks in the mud. It raised its limbs of lava, dripping fierce furnace fire. Wanda Walgood stood strong before it, raising her wand with a smile.
You may be arcane, but I'm a linguist. Fire, I command extinguish!
A spray of white fog belched from the wand and surrounded the elemental. The fiery foe fell and faded, soon nothing more than an ashy lump on a swampy stump. Wanda turned to face a trembling Archon the Arcane, still breathing hard on the ground between her and the tower.
I guess if you don't want me going over, and you don't want me going under, then I only have one more choice.
What choice?
I guess, she said, warming her wand, I'll have to go right through you.
Pah, fool!
Archon panted.
I am Archon the Arcane. I am the Dreadlord of the Dead Ford, the Red Mage and the Black Sage, the Fist of Thromeyer born from the fire, the Bloody Caster and Study Master. I cannot be moved or mussed. I cannot be punched or pummeled. I cannot be kicked or caught. I am well warded, and the likes of me can't be hurt by some wandering witch.
Oh, don't worry, said Wanda Walgood, witchy wart twitching. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to sing you a lullaby.
Oh, wait. A what?
Archon Arcane, your hate runs deep, but sweet dreams, I command you, sleep.
A soothing breeze billowed from Wanda's wand, snuggling around the wizard like a cozy blanket.
You.
He yawned.
You haven't seen the last of Archon the Arcane.
Wanda Walgood, wandering witch, watched the wizard winking.
Anytime you want to try me, buddy, she said, stepping over his now snoring body. Anytime at all.
Wanda walked into the teetering tower and found its bounty of books. She loaded them all into her handy haversack, which looked like a normal backpack on the outside, but on the inside was filled with empty bookcase after empty bookcase. Some of the books were magic. Some were simply old, but each one held treasure troves of new words, and Wanda couldn't wait to learn them all. Quest completed, Wanda Walgood, wandering witch, headed home. She left Archon the Arcane sleeping there in the swamp. He'd wake up eventually. And when he did, he'd see Wanda hadn't taken all the books after all. No, she'd left him one. A thesaurus. The end. Today's story, Wanda Walgood, Wandering Witch, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with original songs by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.